been like. That's what the media are saying about the cover-up over Australia's deadliest medical scandal. It's been run by the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. They've actually been selling your voluntarily, freely donated blood plasma for profits with their partners in crime, the globe's largest blood seller, CSL. And today, news.com.au has an article out saying that there's going to be yet another political inquiry that no one wants into the unaliving of kids, into criminal negligence. We've got 7,000 people in our group, Infected Blood Australia, who have specifically signed a petition saying, no, 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 we want only lawyers and police and legal inquiries into the manslaughter deaths of children. Lauren Robinson is the journalist that ran this story about yet another political inquiry, and she interviewed the National Living Treasure, Reverend Bill Cruz, who says this scandal is Epstein-like. Our question to Lauren Robinson is this. If that's the case, why doesn't he call for an illegal inquiry from his close friend Albanese? Why did he not report to the police?